shouldn't even mess with that dude. Just go in and take him out. But they won't. The Russians will protect him.
That was a good double. Try it again, gentlemen.
Man, go ahead. Whoever that was, probably Ray. KJ1Q.
It was me. Go ahead, Jim.
I was saying they should take him out. The Russians will protect him.
Yeah,
no, I was just saying that, I guess waiting almost 2 years for this radio is worth it. It's nice.
I told you that. I could tell that. How's the two-speaker deal work? Plus what, one in the mic?
It looks like the main band plays on one speaker, the sub-band plays on the other. And then, yeah, you got the speaker and the mic. I got that one turned on right now, actually. It's not bad. It's not the greatest speaker in the world, but it adds a little extra volume.
With all them speakers, it shouldn't have any problem.
Which radio is that, Ray?
Oh, it's the Anytone 588 UV3.
What's the radio you should have got? Instead of 8900.
Yeah, well, oh well.
Where'd you snag that 8900 from?
HRO.
Yeah, hopefully you got it the other week when it was only $2.99 after the $20 mail-in rebate. I think it's back up to $3.24 now.
Yeah, I did. And, I looked on eBay and a couple other places, and everybody's got them jacked up. And I happen to, I got it at HRO with the, with the rebate and all, so.
All right. Now you can clean that room out of all your other radios. Just keep that one.
Can't believe you didn't get that $60 remote kit there for free.
No, that wasn't free with it.
Here you go, Ray. That's why it was $2.99. $69 remote kit.
Really? They took it out?
Because it was in there for a while. I guess they must have got a different shipment.
No, I got like 3 or 4 of them in the closet in the boxes that came with radios. Never got one without it.
And I elected not to go there. But yeah, the face does come off on this one.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Jim. Mine came with it. I don't use them. It's got it.
Yeah, mine said it right on the box. Remote kit included. He's probably got it and doesn't know it.
I don't know. But anyway. I'm not complaining.
It won't do you any good. You got it already.
Hey, you know, Jim, if I was going to complain about something, who's gonna listen? Right? Okay. So there. KB1KWW Friday.
I heard Dave had one for $100.
Which Dave?
You know who.
Say anything about Dave. He said you could have got one for $100.
I thought you said Dave. Okay. That's why I asked. Hey, listen, you know, I can't get everything I want to. Anytime it pops up on the block, unfortunately, you know, like everybody else, I've got bills and things like that, and other things that need my financial resources first.
N10QD.
I hear that. Go ahead, Chris.
What'd you get, Mike? You easily 8900.
Good evening, Chris. Yes, I did.
Copy that.
Yep.
Oh, there you go. That's going to be your new base. You're going to put the other one in the car?
Affirmative.
We're going to hop up, go grab dinner. We'll be back. Casey won the aisle.
Okie dokie.
Hey, Ray. WYE listening.
Good afternoon. Why?
Good afternoon. Yeah, Chris, I got it programmed, and I'm using one of the bands, but as far as programming other stuff in, and putting them on separate bands, still haven't figured all that out, got it down to where programming manually either, so that'll just take a little time as I get used to this thing.
Yep, we copy that. Good afternoon, Dave. Or good evening now.
Turn all, and congratulations, Mike, on the new radio.
Thank you.
Why?
Hey, Mike, I found out it's only $10 over at the museum there for an outside booth, so that's not too bad.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, like I say, I thought about it, but then realized I'm doing a class Saturday, so class is going to take priority, unfortunately. I'll have to make it another time.
I can run solo, see what I can do there, see what's there. I just hope I get, like I said, if I make $100, I'll be happy.
Go ahead, Jim.
Yep. $100 is no problem. Should rake that right in.
Depends, Jim. What people are looking for, you know how flea markets can go.
Yep.
Alright, we're back. Casey Lumbia.
Hello, Jim?
Yep. I saw a change from a 3 to a 2. You! I think it was you.
Wasn't me.
So what's hot, Dave?
Which one are you talking to, Jim?
Which one am I talking to? Thought I was talking to you.
Alright, what do you mean by a 3 to a 2? I don't understand. That's all I heard.
Well, I said, what's hot?
I think it's crazy bumper to bumper today.
Yeah, Echolink.
If I stop over your place, is there anything you want me to put on a blanket there for Saturday or no?
Nah. I'm waiting for the one up north. Instead of wasting time at these little ones.
The blanket. Give me one of 6 feet.
Now you do tables. Not a blanket.
Did you say blanket?
Say blanket. I don't have a collapsible table.
Just open your hatch back there. That's all you need.
That's what I was thinking. And like I said, just put something out in front there a little bit. I just hope it's not going to rain. That's all. I don't know what the weather's supposed to be.
You better start doing a non-rain dance for the next couple of days. KC1BIO.
Funny. By the way, did you guys see Yard Goat's commercial on TV there?
Full of tarps instead of a blanket. I didn't see it.
Who they got to do the advertisement on it, but it was pretty pitiful. Got a guy mascot sitting at a table, a guy's picking on him, mascot slugs him, and it says nothing tougher than a Yard Goat. It's like, really? You spent money on an advertisement like that?
Sometimes Ocean State job lot has those fold-up tables pretty reasonable.
You know, like I said though, I don't want to be spending all kind of money just to make $100. $10 is fine. Put it out of the back of the van, maybe put a little something in the front. Even if I take two coffee trays, you know, those end tables, whatever, thinner little throw-up tables there, put those in front, put some stuff on that. That's enough.
It never hurts to have a folding plastic table, though. If you have a party